got a message from a listener by the name of Kate earlier this morning, and I'll just read it out for you. It said, "Hi, Katie, can you please put an urgent message out to listeners from Durack and Driver to look out for a Silver Everest mobility scooter? We bought it as a Christmas present for my elderly dad, gave it to him brand new yesterday, and it was stolen from our house last night. His old one doesn't go. The scooter the scooter is his legs. It's his independence. It was sighted at about 4 o'clock in the morning. Now, I believe it was this morning near the golf club, but joining me on the line right now is Kate. Good morning to you, Kate.
Morning, Katie. How are you?
Oh, mate, better than you by the sounds of it. Tell me what happened.
I'm gutted. Dad just drove from Alice Springs up to stay with us for Christmas. He drove the whole way all by himself. He can't even get out of the car. And we surprised him with a mobility scooter, brand new shiny one. He tested it out yesterday. And then last night, he happened to leave a key in it, of course. And it's gone this morning, and it's been on joyrides all through Durack Golf Course. It's been sighted. Witnesses have seen a Caucasian adult male. It's not kids. And we've had the police around. We've got, no idea where it is. We've been driving around looking all morning, and Dad can't walk. And
this is disgraceful. Honestly, Kate, I bet you are. I bet you're devastated. You know, things like this are not cheap for a start, but by the sounds of it, a beautiful gift for you to give to your dad.
Yeah, we're just about to go over to Lake Argyle for Christmas, and that was going to be his independence, so he could toodle around and do what he wanted to do, you know, without us all pushing him in a wheelchair.
Oh.
Yeah, so it is literally brand new, and it's an Everest. The brand is, you know, good brand. We own a disability support company here in Durack, and our participants are quite well known to everybody.
Yeah.
And it's just such a sad thing that this has happened. I can see where they're sitting on the seat, all the empty bottles where they were. And they've taken a couple of bikes as well. So he's had a gang with him. And he's headed off to wherever he is right now. So if anybody sees an Everest scooter lying around, I actually don't think we're going to find it abandoned. It's a little bit more strategic than that, I think. I don't think it's just kids trying to get home.
Yeah, right. Kate, talk me through what it sort of looks like. Just describe it for us, because is it, you know, like, is it you say a mobility scooter. For somebody like me who's got no idea, what exactly is that and what's it look like?
Okay, so I've put a picture up on the Durack Facebook page.
Yeah.
It is, you can Google Everest mobility scooter and see a picture. It's silver, it's got four wheels, it's a big, huge, solid top-of-the-line one, and with a basket on the front and mirrors, and it's from Top Gun Mobility. The badge on it says Top Gun Mobility, and its brand name is Everest. It's silver. Four wheels, and so shiny, so new, brand new. And I just took the plastic off it.
And, Kate, I'm just looking at them now. You know, they're not cheap, that's for sure.
Mate, $6,000.
Oh.
$6,000.
Oh, so, my goodness.
I can't just go and buy him another one.
Kate, I'm so sorry, mate. I feel like I'm bloody crying. I know how important dads are. I lost my dad, and I know how bloody important dads are. And you must be an incredible woman looking after your dad in that way and buying him a great gift. And clearly you wanted him to be able to have his independence over Christmas. It does not get any lower than stealing a mobility scooter. And I really hope that, you know, we can end the week with a good news story this week by getting it back for you.
So do I, because when the vernacular and the automatic response, oh, mate, it's just kids, just, you know, it'll be kids, they're just trying to get home, you'll find it in an alley somewhere. It's like, no, we're so desensitised to it. And this wasn't just kids at all. It's, you know, got a little bit more behind it than just kids mucking around.
You're spot on. And it's atrocious. Honestly, whoever's taken the bloody scooter, bring it back. Like, get it back. It is not fair. You've taken, you know, a man's scooter who actually needs it. It's not funny. It's not a good joke. It is time for it to come back. It's Christmas time. And you've worked really hard to be able to get that for your dad, you and your partner. I just think it's horrid that somebody would do that.
Yeah, thanks, Caddy. Thanks for your time.
No worries. Let us see what we can do to try and help you, Kate. We will, yeah, we'll keep in contact with you. You too. I really hope we can get this thing back. Thanks, Kate. We'll talk to you soon.
Cheers.
Thank you.